X1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Graduating seniors soon this morning will hear a commencement speech by President Biden at Atlanta's Morehouse College. Two seniors.
It feels like kind of like they're hijacking our commencement to, you know, hey, like, remember me, like, I want you guys to vote for me.
Anytime the president comes to a school or any location, it's a great honor.
The president's likely opponent got the endorsement of the National Rifle Association at its Dallas convention. Among Mr. Trump's supporters, one with advice.
I would like to see it, you know, act a little more professional with it.
Where it's expected to be really hot again today with still no electricity or air conditioning, utility crews working to fix hundreds of thousands of outages in the Houston area after Thursday's violent storms. The seventh flight of Blue Origin, scheduled to blast off from West Texas in the next hours, the billionaire Jeff Bezos's space company with astronauts and six tourists. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Voters in Wisconsin may start using unstaffed absentee ballot drop boxes again this year. Wisconsin Supreme Court recently heard oral arguments in a challenge to the state's ban. Mike Moan has more.
In 2022, the state's highest court and its then-conservative majority ruled that drop boxes should be limited to election clerk offices. But with a liberal majority now in place, the court is revisiting the issue. Drop boxes have become popular with voters in a post-pandemic world. Janelle Ludwig-Krause leads the group Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin. Says many people benefit from having different places to securely return their absentee ballots.
Busy farmers who need to be on their field when the conditions are dry, it makes it possible for parents that are juggling a million things to cast a ballot, for people with disabilities, for elderly people.
She adds drop boxes help voters in both urban and rural areas. Broader debates about this option tend to focus on whether the boxes invite fraud and could be tampered with. But the Bipartisan Policy Center says they're set up by government officials and are often under 24-hour surveillance. Krause further points out that with drop boxes helping voters all around Wisconsin, more people from all kinds of backgrounds would have their say on key issues come election time.
There are special interest groups in Wisconsin that have worked really, really hard to make it hard for regular people in Wisconsin to vote. You know, they want to protect the status quo.
Conservative justices, along with those representing the Republican-led legislature, were critical of arguments to overturn the 2022 opinion. However, liberal justices appeared receptive to the belief that the original ruling was flawed. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers even the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Astros 4-2 at Minute Maid Park in Houston. Score tied 1-1. Top of the fifth, the Brewers with runners at second and third, a full count at 3-2, and one of the best hitters in baseball, Milwaukee's William Contreras at the plate.
Verlander to Contreras. Fly ball deep left center. It is way back, and it is way gone. The at-bat of the season for William Contreras, and he hits a three-run bomb. Wow, what a shot.
Jeff Levering, Bally Sports Wisconsin, with the call. After the game, Brewers manager Pat Murphy on how Contreras controlled his time at the plate.
Yeah, it's one of the best ones I've seen in my career, and my career is a hell of a lot longer than his. I just made a statement of who the guy is and kind of represents our team.
That series wrapping up today. Next, they head to Miami to take on the Marlins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds for your Sunday, light winds and highs will reach the lower 80s. For your Sunday night, showers and storms. This will be after midnight, mostly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 50s. Showers and storms continue on Monday, highs in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 61.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with civic media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us as we look back on the news of the weekend and how the Willie Nelson concert was, and your phone calls. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Music of the stars now, all the way till high noon. Worldwide at civicmedia.us. I'm Lou Regani. If I was asked, what's your favorite movie? You'd say, oh boy. But a not surprising almost majority, I think, down the line, if you mentioned Singing in the Rain, or Sing In with the apostrophe, I think they'd opt for that, wouldn't you say?
Amazing starts at CSL Plasma. Donate plasma today and receive up to $700 your first month. You can help create medicines that save lives while making a difference in your own. CSL Plasma.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
Now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say good night.
So good morning. Good morning.
Could
be
grander
than to be in Louisiana
in the morning. In the morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Might be just as zippy if we was in Mississippi.
When we left the movie show, the future wasn't bright. But came the dawn, the show goes on, and I don't want to say good night.
Don't say good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbows shining through.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Buenos dias.
Debbie Reynolds movie and Singing in the Rain. Now here's another Debbie Reynolds movie.
I got old sweat.
Red Race. It's called Milwaukee. Started out as a Broadway play. Carson Kane and opened up in December 22nd, 1949. Ran for about 84 performances, Ethel Barrymore Theater. Well, let's see, who was in it? Barry Nelson, Ray Walston. But this time around, Tony Curtis and Debbie Reynolds in a 1960 movie starring Tony as Pete Hammond Jr. from Milwaukee. Shows up in New York, getting his fame and fortune. And he meets Debbie, Peggy Brown. She's a down-on-her-luck model and dancer, just been evicted. No money, nowhere to go. And Pete says, why don't we share a room together, platonically? Well, she doesn't trust him. But no choice. She agrees. Red Race, 1960. Even Don Rickles in that picture, as a bad guy. Milwaukee. Frankie Yankovic.
Till they're dry, and raise your spirits to the sky. Mm-hmm. rock until they're dry and raise your spirits to the sky.
Is the first Yankovic record ever played on the Music of the Stars. You know, he beat Benny Goodman once in a Battle of the Bands contest. True story. The Stars.
Again from the beautiful Aragon Ballroom on Lick Pier at the beautiful Santa Monica Beach, California. We've been getting lots of cards and letters from you folks out there in the television land, and we surely do thank you for all the cards and the letters from you folks out there in the television land. Starting us off tonight is our trio, the Lemon Sisters. And girls, what are you going to sing?
We're going to sing Thank You for All Those Cards and Letters, You Folks Out There in Television Land.
Lant.
Lant.
An appropriate number. One and two and... Turn off the bubble machine. Please turn off the bubble. Thank you, Lemon Sisters, for that lovely number. Wonderful, wonderful. And now on with the show. Here's that man with the deep, deep voice, Larry Looper. Larry, what are you going to sing for us, Larry?
I'm going to sing Thank You for All Those Cards and Letters, You
I'm
Folks.
I'm sorry are. That number has been taken.
Well, I'll sing The Funny Old Hills, then.
Good. One, and two, and... Hold it just a moment. The bubbles don't come till the end of the program. Turn off the bubbles. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Larry Looper, for that wonderful number. And now I would like to play a short instrumental medley based on the names of girls. One and two and... No. No, that's not it. From the brass section, Stony Stone Dwell, to sing, please.
Please, lend your little ears to my plane.
What is the matter with that machine? Here, hit it with your horn. Hit it. Here, stick your mouthpiece in it there. A wonderful, a wonderful. And now on with the show. Here's our champagne lady, Alice Lean. Alice is gonna sing Moonlight and the Shadows. One and two and...
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in 25 years, my puffing finger is caught in my cheek. Will you give me a hand there, Alice? Here, pull my arm. No, the other arm. Yes, pull it. Pull it. That's it.
Machine. The whole ballroom is lathering up with bubbles. And now I can't see the cameras. Here, let me set the accordion down on the stage. And I'll try and fix that. Bear with us, folks. Just a moment, please. Gee, the time is running out, and we haven't even played the polka. Wait a minute, boys. I didn't mean... Hold it, Alice. Don't polka on my accordion. Gee, Dad, it was a Wurlitzer. Hit the theme, boys. And so it's good night from all the champagne. Where's the cameras? There's so many bubbles, I can't. And so, friends, we help. The whole ballroom is shoving off the sea.
Sure is a clear night, ain't it, Captain?
Yep, matey. These are the kind of nights when the sea plays tricks on you.
Yeah, I recollect one night off Singapore.
Tricks, I say. Like that mirage off the port bow now.
What?
See it there? Kind of bubbly looking in the moonlight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Gee, if I didn't know better, I'd say it looks like the Aragon Ballroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dee, 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 dee. That's a catchy chanty you're humming there, Captain. What is it?
Oh, I don't know. It just keeps running through my head.
Let's go below and catch a little shut-eye.
Okay.
Help. Help. Wonderful, wonderful. Turn off the bubble machine.
Music of the Stars, Sam Freeburn, Peggy Taylor, Dawes Butler.
Thank you.
everybody. It's Lou Regani and the Music of the Stars. WRJN, the Civic Media Radio Network. Coast to coast, worldwide. CivicMedia.us. Got his start in Kenosha County. True story. The band was on the ropes. Lawrence Welk out of money. Got a phone call out of the blue. Carl Rademacher was his name. He ran a ballroom in Twin Lakes, Kenosha County. Would you like to do a summer here at the Twin Lakes Ballroom? Lawrence said something like, would I? Received his first child there, by the way. In the cabins right behind the ballroom. Had a great arranger, Georgie Cates. Georgie took over, the band really swung. And Georgie had a couple of hits too, like ...1960, Calcutta. Bernstein, Rat Race.
Full Wonderful, which was an autobiography, was on the bestseller list for many weeks. He has another book called, believe it or not, A One, A Two, which is says Life with My Musical Family. Would you welcome, very charming gentleman, Mr. Lawrence Welk. These guys are auditioning just in case things fall apart here. They're ready to.
My theme vocals in the
they
wine.
They got the theme down. How did that start?
One of the things that you have never taught Doc how to do is the opening like this. I'm going to teach it to him before I leave today.
When did you first do the champagne bubbles?
Oh, it started at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I don't know that we talked about that on the show. Did somebody come up with it, or?
No, I had a style, and we had a very small band. I couldn't afford to hire an arranger. I used to buy stocks and tear them up, you know, and work them up with the little band I had. And when we first played Coast to Coast, a great many people wrote us letters and said that our music was different. They said it reminded them of Champagne. And when so many letters came in along that line, we called it the Champagne Music of Lawrence Welk. And it stuck.
Boy, has it ever. How many years altogether have you been on television? I remember when you first went on television, I was working out here in the early 50s, and you started from one of the ballrooms, I think, locally.
We started in 51 at KTLA for 4 years, and July 2nd, 1955, we went coast to coast. We've been on television ever since.
That's a long run.
This is our 20th year.
20 years? Well, you're right up with guns.
When the prize is yummy, but you can't always win, good friends will share it anyway. Nutella.
Johnny, you and I have a lot in common.
We started locally out here on the television on the West Coast.
In spite of the fact we're so different, you know, I've been sitting back there watching your show, and it's so ad-lib that I'm beginning to think I'm doing wrong by rehearsing all week long.
Just come out and let it go.
I should do what you're doing.
No.
Everything ad lib.
I couldn't do what you do. You've been too successful at it. But you were with 17 years with ABC. And then, did you leave or did they say, hey, you're not going to be on the network anymore?
No, we didn't leave. We're requested to leave.
Requested to leave. I've been through that. Everybody has who's had television shows. How did you take it? Was it a personal affront?
It was a very difficult thing. This is one of the reasons I think I wanted to write the book. I wanted to tell the folks a little bit what goes on in back of the scene. And this particular thing was a very difficult situation for me because I have altogether about 200 people. I have 46 people in the orchestra. And it looked like everyone would be out of a job. And it only lasted a few hours when my sponsor, Matty Rosenhaus, with the J.B. Williams, called me and said, Lawrence, we still believe in you, and if you'd like to go some other route, we'd be very happy to sponsor you. Well, that's a pretty good feeling when you have a sponsor and also an orchestra. All we needed is some television station to carry us. Don Featherston, Matty, you know very well, sent out a whole bunch of wires, and by the next morning, we had a syndicated show.
And you're seen now, I understand, on more stations than you were when you were actually on the network.
Yeah, a little over 250 stations this year.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything that you've done. And now we've learned a special song, especially for...
Sammy Nestico.
Ladies and gentlemen, Doc Severinsen.
Was a tribute to Johnny Carson at the Kennedy Center. Doc Severinsen played trumpet made in Elkhorn, Mike Getson. A lot of musical instrument manufacturers.
Along a shady lane, it's a world of green and sun and sky. What a combination. Isn't it amazing how the miles go by?
wise words on our Mother's Day program. Here's Barbara, belated but always temporal.
For a little face that's the biggest yawn, look at Teddy Bear yawning too. All those animals sleeping in your bed, do you really think there'll be room for you? Time to tuck you in, warm and cozy like. Are you comfortable, little love? Such a sleepy smile.
Streisand, Mother and Child. Daddy's Day coming up, no? Here's a lady from Racine, Joan Denman.
I've got the world on a string. sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see? Life's a beautiful thing, as long as I hold a string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. Life's a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. Be a silly so and so if I should ever let it go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world.
Joni Denman, ever seen?
Amore, look your eyes.
Oh, I was afraid of that. This isn't working. That's Matt Morgan of Milwaukee. Well, let me see if I can make it do that. Now, this guy is really good. I saw him at Festa Italiana. Gave me this album. Morgan.
I pray you be our eyes and watch us where we go and teach us to be wise in times when we don't know. This be our prayer when we lose our way. Need to find a place, guide us with your grace to a place where we'll be safe. La luce che tu dai nel cuore resterà a ricordarci che l'eterna stella la mia preghiera, quanta fede c'è. Need to find a place, guide us with your grace. Is this faith so we'll be saved? Giustizia e disperanza.
to find a place. Guide us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be saved. Sento che ci salverà.
Matt Morgan. The music of the stars, I promised you, Lawrence Welk, and Daddy's Lullaby. Happy Father's Day in advance. Gene Walton. Lawrence Welk.
For news, CBS.
Sisters in the kitchen, mom's in the garage, dad is in the backyard, and I'm playing with my cars. Grandma's watching TV, Jake's sleeping on his rug. I'm feeling kind of lonely, so I need a little hug.
Let's have a family hug.
Give a real big old
right back after news and weather.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.